This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday morning. Woo! All right. It's hilarious. All right, let's give somebody $1,000.
Yeah.
Hit it, Bren. Hit the button, man.
USTN?
Nothing for the rest of the day. Arch. A-R-C-H. Who is your current arch nemesis?
Probably Eddie Ift.
Oh.
I have a post about him going up shortly.
All right, hold on.
Instagram.
He's overtaken Sergey Brin?
I can't imagine.
I don't really think about Sergey. Our paths never crossed, but Eddie, unfortunately, is still in my life.
And he'll be here next week.
Yeah, but you'd be married to Sergey's ex right now he not stolen her heart so severely that you couldn't win the day with her.
You're right. You're right about that. But thank God I didn't marry her. She's 100% the wrong girl for me.
Oh.
So Sergey saved me. If anything,
he's opposite of your arch
nemesis.
He's
my indirect friend.
Oh. That is good spin.
Arch is this hour's code word. A-R-C-H. Text ARCH to 72881. By the end of the hour, you have a chance to win $1,000. We're doing it 12 times a day. That number again, 72881. The word is ARCH. Message and data rates may apply. Okay. Why would Eddie Ift be your arch nemesis? And by the way, he is here. Is it Tuesday?
No, Wednesday. He'll be playing Tuesday on Mill Valley.
Yes, and Tuesday, Mill Valley, mm-hmm. Throckmorton Theater, Wednesday in San Francisco at the Punchline.
Correct.
So midweek shows, but really, if you're serious about your comedy, that's the night to go. And when is he coming in the show?
Wednesday.
Wednesday morning. So what is your beef with Eddie? And are we going to have to deal with this on Tuesday, Wednesday when he comes in?
He didn't invite me to his wedding.
That's
a big problem.
You're telling
still
me
sore over that?
That was 5 freaking years ago.
I know. Sucks.
Well, how nice for you that the worst, your arch nemesis is just a dude who didn't invite you to his wedding. Like,
no,
you know,
shame.
Like burn down your house or steal your girl or.
It's unfortunate. Yeah. Anyway, so I guess he's going to be in town. I got a post.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. I think the guy's great.
So in the next hour or so, I'll put it up.
What are you posting?
Just a funny video.
Oh, wait. Wednesday's the day we have the movie.
Yeah. Eddie's going to come to that, too.
Oh, great.
Great.
Because I usually try to take him surfing, and we will be busy.
Yeah. So okay. I think his wife might be coming as well.
Oh, good.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Stop it, woman.
Who invited her?
I did.
Yeah.
She's the reason he couldn't invite any of his friends to the wedding. She's like, none of your friends, only
you
my
know,
friends.
Or it's possible he said, I'm gonna need you to take the hit on this one. I don't want him there, but I can't really say that.
Well, I don't think that's true because I was at the bachelor party and none of the dudes were invited. None of them. Unless they were all in on the joke and I was the only one not there.
So you're saying you didn't stop by the wedding to spy and see if any of the guys who'd been at the...
It wasn't convenient. It was really... Got married at a really fancy Ritz-Carlton.
Oh, you nice. Definitely
security.
Wanted to be
the
there.
Security
huh?
was too tight.
Probably. Yeah.
Oh, man. I was watching 60 Minutes last night, and they did a story on the Saudi crown prince.
Oh, man.
And the Ritz-Carlton was part of the story. You just made me think of it. Sorry.
Which one? Which Ritz? Do you remember?
The one in Saudi Arabia.
Oh.
But I thought, did you look at Mercury News this morning? I thought I read that he was going to be coming to town.
Yeah.
The Crown Prince?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, the Crown Prince.
I haven't paid for my Mercury subscription yet, so they always make me... I used up my ad or my stories long ago.
Yeah. I know. I pay for a few papers now that I'm like...
Well, yeah. It drives you crazy. You think you're going to get to read the story that you... I'm hooked. Let me read. Ah, come on!
Right. Mm-hmm. If you pay us, you can.
Well, like, that's right. Fair. I want them to, you know, you want reporting to continue.
If I click on something enough times, I'm like, okay, well, clearly this is one it'll get my money's worth.
I was looking at one of them. I think it might have been the Merck, and was all, you know, maybe I'll sign up for the online and delivery. Oh. And then they don't deliver to where I
live. No more physical paper. to where you live?
There.
Oh,
right.
My God, hilarious.
They don't deliver. Mm. So, wasn't an option.
So it looks like he's coming this week, and it is correct. He's going to be in D.C., New York, Boston, Houston, L.A., Seattle.
The Crown Prince, not Eddie Ift.
And San Francisco.
I was like, wow, Eddie Ift is hitting some big places.
No, you know what? It was neat to see. He's trying to bring about change in a country that has, for the last however many years, since 79, he says, when they became militant Islam. Mm. And women of that generation were pushed indoors, out of the public, and under complete cover. Mm. And so
he's
you're
trying
seeing
to modernize.
Young people get to who've never seen this new life and modernization, they're seeing that happen. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, hopefully it spells some good things for the future.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody kind of get on the same page.
They do not like Iran, though, boy.
They don't.
They do
they're
not like Iran.
Enemies.
Yep.
Yeah, and the mullahs that run Iran just cannot stand that dude. It's bad. It's
well,
all bad.
They
over
feel
there.
Like everything he's turning back all the stuff they helped inspire. They were part the Khomeini, the Ayatollah was the one that inspired the strict Islam or strict
79 when the Shah went down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is that how old are you? I mean, when were you born? In the 70s?
74.
And that's around, you fled about a year before that.
No, we fled in September of 1978.
Okay. Mm.
It's 3.5, I think.
Hey, you guys, the Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Nugget Markets. Mm. Yay. Jim Carrey, I guess I didn't know that he was also an artist. I guess I should have. I mean, and by that I mean he does drawings and paintings and what look like magic marker drawings. Did you see the couple things that he posted recently?
No, but I have seen stories on him that he's big into painting and and so I was familiar with that.
Yeah,
side
I didn't
of him.
Realize that was his one. I mean, it stands to reason he's a very talented. Are you looking at the?
Yeah.
Oh, geez. He's being criticized on social media for a portrait that he painted that is believed to be White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
I haven't seen it. Do you have it?
Here it is.
She doesn't look great.
It's not a flattering picture. The caption is, "This is the portrait of a so-called Christian whose only purpose in life is to lie for the wicked. Monstrous." So some Twitter users are accusing him of shaming because of the unflattering portrait. Others were critical of his use of Christian. A spokeswoman for Carrey confirms it is his painting, but she would not confirm that it's Sarah Huckabee Sanders. And he's not confirming that. He just says, you know, speaks for the wicked. But he also did one recently of Stephen Hawking, which is great. I don't know if this was before or after. Let's see. A recent portrait he painted of the late Stephen Hawking. I'm assuming he painted this a while ago. I don't know, but it's beautiful. It's a same kind of style, but it's got like stars behind him in his head. He's clearly in his wheelchair and his head's tilted to the side, but it's just a nice portrait. But people are mad because they say that here's a full face of the Sarah Huckabee Sanders one. And here's a picture of her in real life. So you can do a side by side. It's not flattering. I thought that, you know, my big takeaway was, oh, he's an artist too. I don't care what he paints.
Yeah, I don't.
I'm not mad at him.
Yeah. Well, to me, the my response is so. Yeah. Like, keep flipping. Keep your Twitter page going, man. Flip right past it.
Right.
That's the way you deal with that.
You don't have to stop on it.
Unfollow him.
Sure.
Is another way to deal with that. But to me, he's just doing what he wants to with his page. Who cares?
People clearly do, though, Vinny.
I know.
It's stuck a thorn in them. Mm-hmm. That Jim Carrey.
Try this answer
How
sometime.
Could he?
Yeah. So?
Jay-Z and Beyonce. You know,
they're great.
They are great. What was the award ceremony that they were at where Blue Ivy was like, come on, guys, calm down. Don't freak out.
Yeah.
Like the Golden Globes or something. You know, one of the SAG awards or something. Mm. They took her to an art auction that our grandma was putting on, Tina Knowles Lawson. A wearable art gala.
Oh, so Beyonce's mom.
Beyonce's mom.
Okay.
This is the second year or so that she's done this. The Wearable Art Gala on Saturday night in Los Angeles. It raises money for a new nonprofit art and performance complex. One piece of art caught Blue Ivy's eye, the little daughter. She's six or so. It's called Cries in Pornis. And she held up her paddle to bid on it at $19,000, and Jay-Z stomped that out. It's not like they couldn't afford it, but she was like, oh, I like that one. I'm holding up my paddle.
Yeah, you don't have $19,000.
Right. Yeah, you don't. Mom and Dad might, but you don't. And there's a video. I'm not sure who posted. Maybe possibly Beyonce posted this. But Yuzi and I were talking about this morning. Like, this little girl is living just the dream. I mean, she is dressed up in this outfit. Like, your daughter would dive in. I don't know if you can find the actual, that's just a small screen capture of it. But she's got a gold wig on, but it's not hair. It's just like a gold flowing.
Headdress of some kind.
Yeah. And then just a gold dress, tight fitted at the top with this poofy gold skirt. And
she's a princess.
Yeah, she is. She looks amazing. And her mom's dress, of course, is Beyonce the whole time. So she's dressed like Beyonce would be dressed in another gold dress. But what a incredible life that little girl's having. And then they hand her a paddle and she starts bidding on stuff. So
it's cute.
Yeah, it is kind of cute. He tried to be gentle with her, but he's like, oh, no, no. Hold on, let me get that paddle away from you there. Here's that Roots story. You mentioned earlier that there have been some bombings in Austin, which I feel haven't gotten a lot of news coverage. There was one yesterday. I guess a couple bike riders tripped a wire. Like, I guess the thing was pretty, had kind of an elaborate setup where it needed to be, wasn't just a random thing. Somebody had to actually trip this wire. And so a couple people were injured. But there was a threat that was called into South by Southwest, which is happening in Austin. The in-house band, The Roots, for The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon was going to be playing there. And because there was a bomb threat called in, according to a statement from the Austin PD, they got the bomb threat at about 4 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. And about 7 hours later, they did pick up a suspect. Arrested this Trevor Ingram on charges of terroristic threat. Roots drummer Questlove said, no one is Mr. Show Must Go On more than me, but we can't risk our lives if we're told there's a bomb threat. I'm sure we'll return to Austin, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for understanding. On Saturday Night Live this past weekend, Bill Hader was the host, and he was a cast member for years and years. So he came back. He did all his, all your favorite characters. He did that Stefan, who comes on the news and tells everyone about the great new club in Midtown called Shut Up! You go there if you want. He's so freaky fabulous. But he did this. They were, I think one of the funniest things about that show is when the cast members start to lose it and they actually start laughing during a skit. And sometimes it feels forced. Like Jim Fallon is famous for this. He just would almost ruin a skit because he couldn't stop laughing. But at one point, this girlfriend, this chick shows up for game night, but she's got her new husband with her. And he's this elderly dude that she's picked up and he's in a wheelchair. And so she sort of puts him in the corner and they sit down to try to play Uno. And he says, it's happening. It's time. So, his Cialis has kicked in and we're trying to have a baby. So she takes his blanket and puts it in front of her and then sits down. He's in a wheelchair. He sits down in his lap. And the friends are horrified. And they all are laughing so hard. Like, Bill is just turning his head, kind of hiding it. She's sitting on his lap like, they're trying to have a baby.
We do know the motion necessary to create friction needed to create the end result necessary to create a
baby. She's really just sitting on his lap. But
she's not squirming at all.
Not really.
All right.
It's more
you
just
a
joke
that,
that they, you know, right. She's got to settle herself on there. Get it. Okay. Has the blanket over her. And, but he's laughing so hard that he's just burying his face in the back of her and just trying to get his lines out.
Back to Fallon for a second. Yeah. I loved his skits about Boston. He had a bunch of them. And I don't know if he's, is he from there? What's his deal with Boston?
I think he is a Boston guy. He and Rachel Dratch used to do all this. Yeah. The,
Tons of them.
The Pats. You know. I don't know. Is he a New York guy? I mean, he's in New York now.
I see that he was born in New York.
Yeah, I don't know what his deal. Maybe he knows how to do the accent, and that's why. I don't know. Yeah. But he had a bunch of bits where they go, like him and Dratch go to a nice restaurant and make a total scene.
And then there was one where they were older, and they had a daughter who was going to go to Harvard. You couldn't believe it. That's right. Our kid got into Harvard. Anyway. Tonight on TV, The Voice is on at 8. These are the battle rounds.
Have you caught any of American Idol yet?
I have seen a couple clips, but I'm not going to watch it. What about you? Or is it?
I watched a little more last night.
House?
Well, it was turned on. I was reading the news on my laptop. It was turned on while we were both sitting in the same room. I found myself watching it because I wanted to see what is.
Right.
And, I'm starting to think Katy Perry is the weakest link of the three there. They're not hateable, but I don't necessarily think the show's going to
got any hope. You're not finding anything compelling?
Well, they're doing bits, for sure. That's her deal, is she's doing bits.
What do you mean?
Well, like she gets up and dances, and then she gets Luke to come and dance, and they do like...
fun.
You know, it's just... I'm surprised that it's come to that. They're the show... or they're trying to be the show. That's, I guess, how they're going to try to compete with The Voice, which is, that's a big part of it.
Right.
Is the judges being.
Well, and you said that there's real chemistry, but it's not forced on The Voice. I mean, right. You know, whatever. So The Voice is on tonight at 8, and I believe so is American Idol.
They're going.
Auditions continue in LA, Nashville.
Same times?
Uh-huh. 8 o'clock tonight. ABC and NBC. Mm. ABC is American Idol.
Who's the dude? Was it Carson Daly that would host
The Voice?
Is he still on?
Yeah. Oh. I mean, I don't see much of him because the only episodes I watch are the ones where they're doing the chair turn.
Yeah.
And he does a little bit with each family, but it's really focuses on those judges and that the chair turn, the performance.
So that part's
and the
over.
Chair turn. I don't know.
It says battle round starts.
Okay.
Tonight, so that
this is where I fall off every time.
And then, but who's going to, I feel like there were some big stars that were going to be on tonight with them.
There are the some, like, I guess these are assistant coaches.
Yeah.
Haley Steinfeld is going to be Kelly Clarkson's assistant. Shawn Mendes.
We love him, yeah.
Let's hear a little of that.
No. He's helping Alicia Keys. Actually, Bryn's having some computer problems this morning.
I know.
He can't find anything.
Bryn, what is? What's going on?
Yeah, Bryn, what's happening?
It's not just me. It's many people.
We did
Do you need my
merge.
Help, dude?
We had no Facebook Live this
You can put his
well.
Hacking skills to
You want
work.
Me to get in there and
you
work on that for you?
Shot? Bryn,
what's happening?
Hey.
Bryn, see if you can fix it.
I got to look something up real quick. So Robert, who sends me stuff on Facebook all the time, he sent me this collab between... Camila Cabello?
Camila Cabello.
Yeah, her. And I think Camila. It's Shawn Mendes or one of those guys, but it's a hit.
A mashup between the two?
No,
or is
it's
it
they have a new song out. I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Oh.
Have you heard that?
I haven't.
I Know What You Did. That's a Jennifer.
Isn't that a movie?
It's a Jennifer movie.
No, it's a song that they're doing right now. It's good. I'm surprised by it, though. I was like, oh, that's that kid.
Turn up.
Is this it?
Let me jump ahead a little bit.
He knows.
You know this?
No. Oh. I just figured it out.
Whoa.
Oh. Is that the kid?
Yeah.
Oh, it is the kid.
Totally.
All right, there you go.
I like it.
Yeah.
I heard a song this morning. You don't have to play this, Bryn, but it's a Bruno Mars and Cardi B song. That was.
Oh, let's hear it.
It was pretty good. I was
the finesse tune that they're doing?
Yeah.
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 So Shawn Mendes is on Alicia Keys' team, and then Julia Michaels. That's the chick you love, right?
Yeah, I love her.
Issues. She's on Team Adam.
Oh, that sounds fun. Yeah.
So that's happening tonight on TV, and that's I'm out of time. Oh. What's coming up in the news, Ben?
Pink makes the news, not the lady.
The color.
The color.
Oh, all right.
And more after these. Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday at 7:38, Monday morning. Woo, Monday.
Woo!
Woo! Woo! Woo! Oakland A's baseball is here. Hang out with Yuzette and Hooman Saturday, March 31st for A's opening weekend. And watch the game from Alice's suite.
Oh my God, it's going to be so fun.
How exciting.
Can't wait.
Mm-hmm. Wait, so you're going to be there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
what
hosting.
Are you talking about? We're hosting the suite.
We're
baby.
The hosts.
Woo!
We're the hosts with the most.
That's right.
All right. All take right. it easy. I was just asking.
We're going to be there, Vin.
All right.
Call would it. You be there with us?
No.
What's the question?
Nothing.
Caller number 9 right now, 800-400-3697, gets a pair of tickets to join Yuzette and Hooman in the Alice Fantasy Suite on Saturday, bye. March 31st.
No, Dave. No. Sounds PG-13.
So it's totally tame. All right. A day of great baseball with the A's Sun Fun 50th anniversary festivities. Check out all the Oakland A's opening weekend celebrations. Grab your phone and pop in athletics.com/green and pick the days that work for you. Call now 800-400-3697.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Michael Fronte's baby.
Yeah.
Congratulations. If you follow Michael Fronte on Instagram, you'll see a big we're pregnant or we're expecting video that he put together.
It's long. It takes him a while to get to the part where they're having the baby.
Did you know about this, Hooman?
I did, yeah.
Come on.
I was the second person they told.
Were you really?
Yeah.
Who was the first?
I think it was Sarah's parents.
Oh. Wow. And then they called you.
Well,
he is like their closest friend, so.
So mean to say like that.
Well, no, I'm asking.
They called you.
I'm asking. Okay, that's great.
Thanks.
Congratulations to them both. They're a happy, wonderful couple, and this will be, I believe, is this his third kid?
I guess that'd be his third. Yeah.
Yeah.
So congratulations to them. I can't wait to hear all about it.
Well, your kids will be born right around the same time.
I guess so.
Yours, yeah.
Right.
So it'll be interesting to see
how that fits into his rock and roll lifestyle.
He does have quite the pace.
He does.
Like, and even when he'd blown out his knee, he was keeping a pace that most of us would not want any part of.
Well, and his whole house is sort of geared toward music. He's very, he's got this huge studio in there. And
well, he had an interesting take on it when he discussed that with us. He was saying, yeah, man, kids are cool. They just cruise with you. We'll just throw that baby in a papoose and bring him or her with us. And I was all, whoa. Ooh.
Okay.
If you can pull that, two thumbs up. And he may. He may be able to pull that.
He's Michael Fronte.
Like
he can
I said,
anything.
He was touring all over with that hurt knee. And I was thinking, just call that off.
Yeah. Take a break.
I'm going to park it.
But he knew he had a baby coming. He was like, I better make all the money I can now.
Oh, you think that's it?
I don't know.
All right.
I was reading on Friday that he's been added to the Marin County Fair.
Oh, great. I always go every year.
I know. I was thinking of you. He has been added to Saturday, June 30th at 7:30 p.m.
Oh.
Well, now you know where to go.
I guess I do.
All right. Anyway, congratulations to them. So today we have a break in the storm, everyone, but more rain expected. In fact, we'll have heavy rain tomorrow for the first day of spring.
Okay.
Through Thursday. So.
And then is it over?
Oh, also, it looks like we're going to have an extremely fruitful allergy season. So stock up on your Claritin or whatever it is you take. Not an ad for Claritin. I'm just saying the late in the season rains often bring about
mold,
all kinds of
spores,
stuff,
pollen
for you allergy sufferers.
Achoo! Burning down the avenue.
So, whoa, you just did a Van Halen reference there.
Every time I sneeze, and I've been doing that a lot lately, John says, burning down the avenue.
Oh, aren't you two the cutest?
Burning down the avenue.
All right.
Adorable.
Here's an update on that bridge collapse in Florida. It looks like the recovery efforts are complete, and the death toll stands at 6. Mm. People just driving down the road, waiting at a light, found themselves underneath a bridge. Mm. Very sad. I teased you with Pink.
Yes. Not the singer.
Not the singer. The U.S. Mint released its first ever Pink coin last Thursday to help benefit breast cancer research. And it looks like it worked. They're expecting it to raise $8 million with zero cost to taxpayers. And it ended up pulling in $4 million on its first day.
What coin is it?
It's a pink.
What's it worth?
Is it
a nickel?
There are three different versions of the coins: a pink $5 coin, a silver $1 coin, and a silver 50-cent piece. They're collector's items, so they're selling for a lot more than face value, they say. The pink coin costs over $400, the dollar coin costs $50, and the half dollar costs $30, and the money goes to benefit breast cancer. It's
people
good, right?
Want them. We're gonna collect these.
Yeah,
They just dyed them pink.
I don't know. I'm gonna have to look into this. Mm. I would buy one of them. We've done a ton of work on behalf of breast cancer, and I wouldn't mind continuing that effort. I'll look into it.
Get a little collectible
later, sure.
For a display cabinet in your new home.
Probably not that, but you know, whatever. Put it in a drawer and see it whenever I open that thing.
Oh. All right.
I'm not one for collecting things.
You don't have
like
a curio
that.
Cabinet? Somewhere.
I know your dad. Did he end up getting rid of all his coins?
He did sell a bunch of his coins.
Like he turned that into cash money.
It was such a strange
thing.
He'd been collecting coins his whole life, and all of a sudden he just got rid of them. And now I don't know what to get him for presents anymore.
Well, he set himself free is what he did. That's what collections are. They own you. Mm. You don't own them. They
own
you.
He'd go through. He'd open up his thing and take them out and show me what
Clearly
he had.
He didn't love it that much.
I know. All of a sudden, he got rid of him. I'm like, what the?
Because he probably went. I'm falling. I spend time farming this collection.
He seemed to really enjoy it, but he's like, I don't know.
Well, I'm sure he found himself inside with these coins, going, I could be outside with a Schlitz right now on my boat.
Yep.
But I'm in. I don't know. What does he drink? Bud. Sorry, he's a Bud guy.
Yeah, it was a Schlitz guy though for years. You're right. Mm. Yeah, I felt like, oh, you know. Why this giant life shift? Mm-hmm. Worried me. Plus, it was so, you know, I'd send him, oh, look at this silver half dollar thing I've got here. That's a good present for Dad. You know, now what am I going to get him?
Get him like a fishing lure or something.
Well, that's a good idea. Where have you been all my life, Finn?
I don't know.
With all your great ideas.
Just a fishing lure. Go to the fishing place and ask the guy, what's your secret recipe? Mm. What's your secret weapon? Mm-hmm. And see what the guy sells you. I'm sure
Send
he's got
that on
one.
Down. Be careful opening this package.
Call the Cribbly Dibbler, the Snoobly Doobly.
Those are lure names.
I don't know. I know they probably have fancy, cute names that are used to catch a fish's eye, an unsuspecting fish.
Yeah. Well, Dad does like to catch those, so.
Right. Do they eat those?
The fish that he catches?
Yeah.
I guess so. I don't really know.
You never asked him? Have they ever fed you fish from the lake? Like, there you are?
I can't really remember that. I don't know. I don't think so. But he does fish. I mean, he's got a boat.
I know.
I assume he fishes.
Have you ever gone fishing with him when you were there?
No, we usually just go out for a cruise in the boat.
Mm-hmm. He just takes you cruising.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
How about a fast fact?
I'd love one.
Let's switch that up real quick. Huh. I don't understand what's going on.
It's just easier when I can send him a coin, you know?
All right. Two states that manufacture the most guns are Massachusetts.
Oh, Jesus, really?
And New Hampshire.
Oh, I wonder why.
U.S. mail was actually delivered twice a day until April 17th, 1950. Twice.
Wow.
At any given moment, there are approximately 9,700 planes carrying 1.27 million people in the sky.
At any given moment.
Right now.
A million of us are in the sky.
People. Wow. Sitting in a chair in the sky.
That's a good one.
Doing 600 miles per hour,
sure.
Or whatever. Is it 400?
No, it's 600, I think.
600?
I think so. Unless they're in a private jet, then it's like 800.
Is that right?
Yeah.
All right.
Faster and higher.
Every Apple iPhone, iPad, and Mac computer shows the time as 9:41 a.m. in ads. Apple picked that time because it's approximately when Steve Jobs would make his biggest announcement during their presentations.
Interesting.
9:41.
That's what the time is in ads?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. I'll have to look for that.
Mm-hmm.
This is a weird one. According to a new survey, 84% of men still have at least one of the stuffed animals from their childhood.
84%?
84% of men. 77% of women do. So more men have held on to their stuffed animal from childhood than women.
Is it just stuffed in like a keepsake box or something?
I don't know. I know. I'm pretty sure my mom saved the red bear that I had.
So you think that's still in existence?
I
do. You don't have it.
I haven't seen that guy since I was a kid and don't want to and right. Don't know why she would save it.
What about your fiance?
I can't say I've seen any stuffed animals around. She's had some weird habits through the years, like the whole saving the pajamas under her pillow thing that I've broken her of. This is dirty laundry. This goes in the dirty laundry hamper,
yeah, don't
not
just
under,
stick
your
that
pillow.
Under your pillow.
You weirdo. No, I'm going to wear it tonight. Except you don't wear it tonight. Now you have two pairs of dirty pajamas under your pillow. Mm. Can we go three?
We
Yuck.
Can.
I know she can. She can. Except we've broken that habit.
There's laundry in the bed.
Seriously. Mm. It's one of those things where I was like, you can't. I don't. Anyway. No, I haven't seen her stuffed animal collection from her youth.
Right.
Have you seen stuffed animals from John?
No. I don't. I can't believe that number's so high. I feel like you move a couple times in your life, and then, I don't know, you hit your 30s.
Well,
and
you and I
don't need this anymore.
You and I have moved so much
yeah.
that we're not even a good test case.
No, we've just chucked everything. Brittany, you've lived basically in San Francisco your whole life. Do you have any stuffed animals from your youth?
I don't know.
And does
stuffed
Anita?
Animals. No. Well, maybe.
Oh.
Well, she's lived in her mom's house all her life, that yeah. same house. So I'm sure she has stuff from her childhood, you know?
A stuffed animal, perhaps. Well, that's okay.
I don't know, though, but yeah, I'm sure she has stuff.
What about you guys, Human, Yuzi?
I don't have anything.
I have a box of all my old toys, but I don't think there's any, because I have all my old Transformers.
Oh.
Thank you very much.
Those count.
As stuffed animals, Transformers are cool.
Super.
Thanks.
It's still cool.
Transformers were cool?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I have a lot of Transformers from when
Can you still do them real fast? You know, do the transformations?
The problem do with them real fast?
The problem with the Transformers is because toys were made kind of crappy when I was a kid, if you transformed them too much, they would all break apart.
Yeah.
So
toys continue to be pretty janky.
Oh, they do.
There's not a lot of effort put into those things.
Well, when you and Sarah were kids, like way back in the day.
You're only like 5 years younger than us.
Yeah.
They were made out of metal and they were like, you know, sturdy toys.
Yeah, metal and wood.
Now yeah.
Everything is plastic.
The only thing I carried from my childhood is my skateboard. There's nothing else besides that I have stuck with.
Hmm. Anyway, I just know way back in the day when you guys were growing up, there were strong, sturdy toys.
Hmm. Yeah, 5 years later, no.
Human.
Human.
You're back, in your 40s!
I know. You're in your mid-40s, for God's sake.
Am I?
Aren't you?
42. I don't know if that's mid.
Oh, I think it is.
More than meets the eye! That's
Optimus
the new
Prime.
Version. Can you play the old version?
Oh,
you got the old
man.
Version? Is your internet working?
This.
Is anything working over there?
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple of the things you guys sent in. Morning, radio show family. I was at the St. Patrick's Day Festival in Dublin and saw the booth for All Natural Stone and thought of you all.
Oh.
It was a little hard to explain to my boyfriend why I was giggling.
In Dublin!
Love you guys.
Did you go over and check out all the All Natural Stone?
And by the way, an update, probably most appropriately in the Alice News Network segment, Yuzette did, in fact, make it to St. Patrick's Day parties with her friends. She was out from 11 and did make it to bed by 3 or maybe 4 the latest.
Ish, yeah.
Well, you'd know that if you followed her on Instagram. U-Z-E-T-T-E. She's the only person I know that has just their name on Instagram. All the rest of us have cute little bits of our names in there. Please follow us all.
We're trying to up our profiles
a
little.
Let's get our numbers up there.
Yeah. And hey, Instagram. How many do you have to get that blue check? What's the deal, dude?
Where's our blue check?
I got mine.
Yeah, you do.
I got mine.
You're amazing, though, Hooman. No wonder you have yours.
It's making the rest of us go
crazy, too. How about that?
How about that?
I Know What You Did Last Summer is not a new song, you guys. It's been out for a long time. I looked it up during the break. It's from 2015.
Oh, this is the Camila Cabello.
So what we'd heard of her, which what was her hit is Havana, right?
Havana. Mm-hmm. Oh, nah,
that came out before Havana.
So she must have just, because wasn't she in Fifth Harmony?
I don't know.
Yeah.
And so
she
must have just done a guest shot on a Shawn Mendes song.
I mean, the thing is, a lot of times we don't hear these songs because we don't play them.
Right.
Right.
People.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, but she's smoking hot in that video. I mean, really.
Yeah. Well, she's a good-looking girl.
And she sings nicely as well.
Yes, she does.
So, yeah. So when did you hear that one?
I was sent it by Robert, one of our listeners, on Facebook over the weekend.
And he was like, you got to check this out.
Yeah, check this out. And I hit play and watched the video and was all,
oh.
Wow.
That's a good one.
She's nice, if you know what I mean.
I do.
925 says, did you guys see Michael Fronte and Sarah are pregnant? Yes, we did.
We did. We saw it this morning.
So go to their page and like them as well.
Yeah.
Congratulations, you guys.
I know. It's so great.
I put the video on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page as well.
Oh, thank you. That's nice of you.
You're welcome.
It looks like he wrote a whole new little song for it and everything. Mm-hmm. It's really pretty. Coming up, I've got the new top albums in the country. And also, I know you love Chris Stapleton. I have something special from him.
Say so.
And then Naked Chicks and Bathtubs and more.
What?
After these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.